used bookstore in Ojai that I go into on hunches. Never go in just that random. It's always has this feeling that there's something there that somebody wants me to find. So I went in one day, I can't remember which time it was, but I was kind of drawn immediately to this book. They have a section of books about psychics. And then I started looking at the index, and I stumbled upon three references to President Kennedy.
Oh, really?
And because of my association with Ed Schlossberg, who's married to Caroline, 35 years. I worked with him 35 years ago. There's an interesting section here. Let me see. I must point out that I have trained myself to be very wary of spirits who claim the identity of famous personalities. When not downright fraudulent, they can be mischievous entities impersonating celebrities. I always shoo them away, for I have never known any great person to manifest unless there exists a personal bond with the sitter, with the exception of teachers like Philip. This caution almost caused an embarrassing incident involving the late President John F. Kennedy. The sitter was an English lady of rank and social position. Suddenly, the late President started to interrupt the communication. At first, I told him to be off because I did not for a moment believe it was really the President. What possible connection could he have had with this Englishwoman? When the spirit persisted, I told him if he had any evidence to prove his identity, I would try to transmit it. Quote, but I knew him well as a boy, the sitter explained. We were neighbors in America. And that was the first knowledge or hint that I had that my Englishwoman, whom I had known for some time, was a Native American. President Kennedy said, when I died, I saw it was possible to contact those on Earth, but my religious beliefs made me feel that this was not desirable or right. However, I came to this decision that I could make spiritual progress and serve my country by still attempting to help where I could by drawing near to those open enough to receive my impressions. I am torn because of my love for my country and my religion. I am torn between the two. What are you going to do? I asked him. I must come to terms with it, he replied. My evolution in this world is going to have to be conditioned by how much my people need me. I found this just amazing. And that I was attracted to that book.
Have you read the whole book?
No, just bits and pieces. There's a section in there about Bishop Pike that I didn't know personally, but he was the bishop of the Grace Cathedral in San Francisco.
And he was George Daisley, who lived in Montecito, was his medium. And George Daisley, when I came here, was retiring, and he said I would take over his people, and I would be the one that would do what he did because he was retiring.
I think they have the complete transcript in here of the encounter with Bishop Pike.
Yeah, and so there's that tie there, too.
I'll be done. Well, I think because of the intense relationship to the political process, this is what's making me think there might be some connection.
Well, the other thing that's happening is quite a few years ago, we were told that Lincoln and Washington would not be in the White House until the Bushes were out. They would no longer set foot in the White House. They would not help us until we got rid of the people that were causing all the problems.
My goodness.
And so when Bush left, from what we're hearing, the girls have seen Lincoln in Washington. So they're back.
The Obama children.
And they have an awful time with the dog because the dog plays all night, and they said it plays like there's somebody there playing with it. Well, of course there is.
Yes.
Spirit.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to mention that I've been in Ojai Valley Toasters for a couple, Toastmasters for a couple of years now.
Uh-huh.
And I accepted the job of Sergeant at Arms, which is a person who sets up the room ahead of time and then takes it down afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I do that, early in the morning, before the meeting starts, and then afterwards, I have a feeling of sadness that I think is coming from a former dead Toastmaster.
Could very well be, ask him. When you feel that again, ask who's there, and then wait for what you get, because you get your information. I was reading all the stuff you were emailing. That was interesting. I wanted to get to you about the festival, but I couldn't find your email. So I was going to go up and find your site when your email came about the race. And so I opened up my email, and there's your email. So I just sent it right back to give you the information. Because I put it there, I said, I've got to let John know about this.
Well, what convinced me that it was okay was your message on your phone answering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's perfectly fine, because it's in the house. But I was pleased that that happened, because I was going, I can't figure out what insight would be under him or his architecture.
Well, that was the second big question I had, is that I don't think they want me just to make money betting or something like that. They're trying to show me something about the time shift. If they're in their dimension, things have already happened.
Yeah.
And that's the only explanation I can come up with, because if they were in the here and now, so to speak, in the same time frame we are, and it would be impossible to make those predictions, because there's too much chance of a slip-up.
But they sort of know what's going to happen. They can know.
Well, they can read everybody's mind.
They can read everybody's mind, but they can also know what's going to happen, because some things are set before they happen. So, and they don't have time. We have time. They don't have any time on the spirit side. They're in the now all the time. So for them, it doesn't matter how long they've been there. But they can, being in the now, they can see what's going to happen. And it can change. It can change. A different horse could come in. Or something could be changed about the whole thing. I mean, one of them, I think they pulled a horse out the day before.
Well, I got it. Well, that maybe was a pulse clue about Beethoven and trained by John Ward.
Uh-huh.
And how I got the clue is I thought of a girlfriend from that I went to see in 1971, I think, at dinner with her down near Newport Beach. And I was just working on some drywall in our old home that I had to get ready for inspection. And the thought just popped into my mind out of nowhere. And I thought, well, that's somebody's reminding me of that.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a clue to something, and then 2 days was the race. So I thought, well, she loved Beethoven, and so I looked up online about some of the horses, and I saw that Beethoven was a prospect, but he hadn't been entered yet.
Uh-huh.
And then even stranger is his mother is named Moonlight Sonata, which is the most famous Beethoven piece of his sonatas. So I thought, and then, the trainer had the same last name as my friend, and the same first name as I have, only without the, he has the H, I spell it with the H. So I thought, that's it, that must be some kind of clue. Mm-hmm. But I think it was just threw me off a little bit, that the Beethoven part was referring to classical music, and that the last time there was a 50-to-1 winner was Giacomo. Giacomo was Puccini's first name. In the morning of that race, I had been thinking of Puccini's music, but I didn't realize it was the clue to the winner of the race. I just didn't get it.
Well, you know, you just now they're working with you with that, so you can work with that and keep practicing it with other races, even if you're not going to go into the race, because that is, in a way, they're training you now of how they're going to work with you. And you're working with it in a different way, because you're actually aware that that's what's going on, which you haven't been before.
Yes, I'm very acutely aware now.
And it's interesting, because a minister of the church that I was at and trained at, her husband left her, and she had three kids. that she was a seamstress. And so in Phoenix, they run dogs, greyhounds. So for all the time she was raising those kids, they would give her the dogs. She would go put the money down. And dogs don't run the way horses do. They can get bored in the middle of it and not run.
Chase a rabbit.
Fake rabbit. And so for her, the whole time she raised her kids, she got the dogs. The minute the last kid was gone, she never got another.
Yes.
They never gave her anything else.
Well, my friend Billy had this ability.
Mm-hmm.
When she needed money, she could pick winners.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she's involved.
Yeah.
But the thing about the television and politics, I get the feeling that they wanted me to work like a TV camera, that I'm relaying what's going on TV.
Mm-hmm.
She's picking it up and then relaying it to somebody else.
Yeah.
It's like a reverse television camera.
Yeah, it is.
And she always told me I was a better sender than receiver. But she was an excellent receiver, and
mm-hmm.
and she could never get to me, so she thought she was a bad sender. And now she's getting to me
She's
died. But
so this is good. This is good. Keep working with this. And since they seem to be working with the politics and the horses and things, keep working with that. And then what you should do is keep a record or keep a journal or something so that you can see.
Yes.
I think you're doing that already.
I keep the notes, yeah.
Yeah. And then, so that will give you an idea of how you're making the connection and where it's still off, and then they can tweak it.
Yes. Well, sometimes it takes my breath away. That
uh-huh.
like these were just the coincidences from yesterday, and
uh-huh.
I said they all have somebody who's deceased that
uh-huh.
knows I'm coming here today, and are kind of telling me,
we're here.
Yeah.
We want you to know about us. We're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good.
And you came up with the idea that Billy, since I was so close to her, she's kind of like a border collie, you know, that rounds
mm-hmm.
up sheep.
Mm-hmm.
That whenever somebody I know dies, she's right there, rounds them up into this sort of general group that she's working with, apparently.
Mm-hmm. What's your picture?
Oh, somebody wanted to know. This was the dedication of Fort Square Church.
Mm.
That's the model I made. This is Pastor Ruby Mae Savage. She just passed away
mm-hmm.
a couple of months ago. That's me, not so heavy there. And then here I am giving the speech.
Mm-hmm.
There she's sitting. And then this is Mr. Lobel. He's with the mayor of Ojai.
Oh.
And he's Jewish. But he passed away a couple of years ago. I absolutely feel I've heard from him, because I've had three or four very precisely time coincidences
mm-hmm.
with the city manager he used to work with, Andy Belknap, and in remote locations like at the county center or
mm-hmm.
somewhere in Ventura, not necessarily Ojai.
Is this painted on?
Yes. I actually helped build the formwork for the baptistry, which is under that part. That's the baptistry, and they take the floor off when they have a baptism. But now the church has fallen into a different... They're no longer part of Amy Semple McPherson's organization. That was in Foursquare.
Mm-hmm.
She was Foursquare Gospel. It's some different group. I haven't talked to the minister, but I went back when the Ojai Music Festival
uh-huh.
had their symposium there, and Susan Graham had a master class for sopranos in the sanctuary, in that space, and the acoustics were perfect, so I was overjoyed.
Well, that's wonderful.
And then she's invited by President Bush to sing at his second inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, that's something.
Okay. All those things. Are you still working on more in the green with your designing?
I'm
Not
trying.
Are you being accepted?
More and more. In fact, other towns and cities are just rapidly
mm-hmm.
passing Ojai. I mean, we're not even close to what other cities are doing. It's quite amazing.
Hmm.
In fact, yesterday at the Toastmasters, Marlene Luckman
mm-hmm.
gave a PowerPoint that I Mac and it didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't have the right cord to work with my projector.
Mm-hmm.
So I told her just to email it to me. It's all about greening your business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you read The Answer?
I've heard about it. There was a secret,
and then two of the people from The Secret wrote The Answer.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it yet.
And it's creating your business. It's creating your life. And reprogramming the way that we've been taught that we're hardwired by the time we're teenagers, which isn't true. And so it's recreating and learning to redo the old CDs and things to reprogram and be able to create.
Well, I almost bought The Secret, but
The Answer is better.
Well, I'll look for it.
Yeah, The Answer is better. It's Sean Assaraf and somebody, Smith Murray or something. So,
okay. I signed up for the second session.